Chapter 43, April 16th. Scooter came home today. Chapter 44, April 18th. It's Penn Relays week. They go from Tuesday to Saturday. Middle schools run on Friday. The coach ended practice early today. He took us to a classroom and showed us movies of Penn Relays of the past. The coach says that the Penn Relays are the oldest, biggest, and best relay track meet in the world. Over 15,000 people compete. That's bigger than the Olympics and more than the population of Springfield. There are races for 4-year-olds, 80-year-olds, and people in wheelchairs. I'll tell you, I was surprised. I thought only pro football and baseball games get crowds like that. For our meet with Donner last week, there were two people in the stands. You guessed it, Webb's parents. The relays are held in a big double-decker stadium called Franklin Field. As the runners tear around the track, the sound from the stand goes with them, a kind of low, windy sound at first. Ooh, that gets louder and louder like a hurricane coming. Ooh, until the runners bust off the last turn and head for the tape. Then the whole joint goes bonkers. Along the first row, they're groping at the runners and practically hanging from the rail by their feet. In the upper deck, they spill over and dance on top of the scoreboard. It's like 100 touchdowns scoring at once. And that's just one race. As soon as the last runner crosses the finish line, they start another and another all day long. By the time the film was over, I could see why Henry Wilhide Webb III wanted to come back. The coach turned on the lights, but instead of dismissing us, he started to talk. Boys, we have our own little Penn Relays tradition here at Springfield. I don't especially care whether we win or not. I've been taking teams to the Penn Relays for 16 years now, and we've never won the suburban middle school race, not once, and I intend to continue that perfect record. Everybody laughed. To me, running in the relays is a reward. It's my way of saying thank you to those who have stayed with the program and put up with me for 3 years. More laughing. In other words, the 8th grade sprinters automatically make the team. Now, we need 4 sprinters for the 4x100 meter relay team. We've got 3 8th graders, Huber, Knowles, and Caruso. That means there's one spot open. On Wednesday, 6th and 7th graders will race off to see who gets that spot. He let it sink in. I could feel the eyes. I knew that everybody was thinking. I knew what I was thinking. The spot is mine. He clapped his hands. Okay, go home. I stayed in my seat. Half of me wanted to look at Webb. The other half was afraid. When I finally did look, he was gone. Scooter lives downstairs now. The den is up in his old bedroom. His sea chest was waiting for him. My father got it out of storage. He uses a walker. It's a 4-legged thing that he pushes ahead, steps into, pushes ahead, steps into, like that. It takes him 5 minutes to cross the living room, but nobody's complaining. He gets tired a lot. Abby and I are still allowed to climb on the bed with him, but we have to do it early and we can't stay too long. We did it for the first time last night. For some reason, I sort of thought that once the 3 of us were back in the bed boat, everything would be the same again, but it wasn't. Scooter still only says, "Ah, bye, ah, bye." I'm trying to get back the old safe in the bed boat feeling. I can't quite make it. Before, it was like Scooter was captain and we were the mates. Now it's turned around. We're the captains. You don't feel so safe being a captain.